You, my friend, are so not the usual leader. And neither am I. We don't think outside the box. Hell, we blow the box up. Welcome to People First, Profits Second, a podcast about leadership excellence for rebels and badass leaders. I'm your host, Charlene Norman. You are now tuned in to provocative and unfiltered wisdom, the likes of which you've probably not yet heard in the mainstream. Everything you will hear, I promise, works. Even the swearing. Yep. You want to make more of an impact, right? Give me your ears and an open mind. I will give you stories, evidence, and proof. So come on in. Let's get started. Hello, rebels and badass leaders. I have a confession today. I am obsessed with the cleanliness of bathrooms everywhere. I think it probably started when I was a little girl and my mother told me to always wear a clean pair of underpants. Truthfully, that advice was more about getting into an accident, and apparently the state of one's underpants told everything about you. When I was around 40, I worked with a guy whose dad had run a very successful restaurant business until he passed away. And apparently one of Dad's many nuggets of wisdom was, quote, "You can tell a lot about a restaurant based on how well the bathrooms are kept," unquote. I was enthralled with that bit of advice because, well, in my house, bathrooms are always neat, clean, tidy, and well-stocked because you never know who will show up. One day, I was reviewing the maintenance expenses for the plant I ran, and I noticed that the costs for the outside plumber were increasing. So I asked the maintenance manager, why? Well, because our pipes keep getting backed up. Why? I don't know. It happens all the time now. Why? I guess people are just slobs here. Why? Well, there are a ton of immigrants now, and their standards of cleanliness are different than ours. Why? Well, because they're ignorant and don't have many manners. Now, I gotta tell you, I was very surprised at our conversation, and I did not believe the so-called reasons that I heard. So I went out to the bathrooms myself, after hours, of course, when no one was around. And what I saw and found horrified me. Dirty, smelly, wretched rooms no one would want to be caught dead in. After a bit more digging, I learned that the bathrooms were cleaned just twice a week. Now, the men's bathroom was for 80 to 90 guys, and the ladies' bathroom was for 40 to 50 gals. Both rooms had shower stalls, but the water pipes were hanging off the wall, did not do what they were intended to do, so the stalls were jammed with personal effects and general stuff. Apparently, in an effort to save money, the cleaners had been given instructions to give the bathrooms a wipe down on Saturday nights and Tuesday nights. For 130 people, a twice-a-week wipe-down. Whatever money was being saved in not cleaning the bathrooms daily was being gushed out the door in weekly three-hour plumber visits. Now, I could hear in my head the fellow's dad who said, "You can always tell a lot about a restaurant based on how well the bathrooms are kept." And I gotta tell you, you can tell a lot about any business based on how well the bathrooms are kept. So I set out to save some money. First, I called for a deep clean of the bathrooms. Then I called for a fresh, bright paint job. Then all the lighting restored and new shower curtains and fixing the shelving so it actually worked and lockers which had doors that kept things hidden and safe. And I demanded that the bathrooms be cleaned daily, sanitized, and deodorized. Oh, and I forbade the existence of pornography in the bathroom. And I stopped the ridiculous habit of charging women for their tampons. Here's what happened. in the short term, the first 30 days, the costs obviously went up. However, within 6 months, the overall bathroom maintenance cost was down 10%. But I want to tell you about something I never expected. Around month two, the employees stood taller and began to smile a whole lot more. Around month three, those same employees were taking one another to task for leaving the bathrooms in bad shape for the next person. Peer pressure is brutal. Around month four, those same employees started finding other areas in the plant that needed desperate attention. Now here's the thing. What they thought needed fixing was never, ever expensive. It was always minor stuff that just took getting on the list to get it fixed. By month six, everyone knew beyond a shadow of a doubt they were respected, appreciated, and their suggestions implemented. I wish you could have been there to feel the extra energy boost they all gave their job responsibilities. Now, 6 months to create a different environment is an incredibly short time frame in any company's existence. I was thrilled. So were the employees. The other day, I was on the website of a company called Citron Hygiene. It is an environmentally sustainable cleaning company, and I was delighted to read two of its blog posts. One post was about how hepatitis is spread so easily in dirty washrooms. And we all know from the news that hepatitis is not anything any one of us wants. The other post was about a new initiative across North America called Free the Tampon. We don't charge for Kleenexes, so it's always been beyond me why non-progressive companies charge for tampons. Beware, folks. There is a movement about to make them available free of charge. Now, if you've stayed with me through what must appear as a silly diatribe about bathrooms, let me share something profound. Leadership excellence is rarely about the big things. Leadership excellence is almost always about the little things, the things that can annoy, irritate, and demoralize us. When you show your people you care about the little things, they reward you with a big effort. And that big effort will always blow your mind and push your dreams closer to reality. You want to make an impact? Keep a bit of your attention on the little things. I promise you, it will work in your favor. You know, just like I do, anything is possible. There are just two things you need: focus and commitment. I believe in you. I know you can make the impact you want. Have a great week. This podcast was brought to you by Bulletproof Consulting. We believe in helping you change your thinking for the better. Imagine the impact you could make with more. Interested in learning how? Look them up at bulletproofconsulting.ca.